Blog Talk Radio.
Afternoon and praise the Lord, and welcome to JBass Radio 1. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett, joining you live from Richmond Heights, Ohio. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. I'm glad about this day because if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? Amen. It is a beautiful, gorgeous day here in Richmond Heights, Ohio. The sunshine is shining bright, and it's shining in my heart. What about your heart? And we hope and pray that the Lord Jesus Christ and his Spirit is richly dwelling within you. Amen? Amen. And to God be the glory. I thank and praise God for my mom who is here, right here in the JBass Radio 1 studio. and my Aunt Jean, who is on the line. So we thank and praise God for our family, and we thank and praise God for you, the listeners of Jabez Radio 1. And to all of those in Jabez Radio Land, we just say thank you again for tuning in and hearing what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Today, we're talking about the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ. We'll be reading out of the 1 Corinthians, the book of 1 Corinthians in the 2nd chapter. So if you have your Bibles, turn with me to 1 Corinthians and the 2nd chapter. And we're going to read it in its entirety. And we'll begin at verse 1, 1 Corinthians and the 2nd chapter. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we lift your name, Jesus, on high. We thank you, Father, for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to come boldly to your grace, Father, the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy in the time of need. Father God, we ask that you will look on all of those in the land. We ask that you will look on those with dementia and Alzheimer's, Father. We ask that you turn it around, Father God, by your power. Father, you said that it is, hallelujah, by your Spirit, not by power or by might, but by your Spirit, O God, saith the Lord. So we ask that, Father God, that we also put on the mind of Christ, that new man, and let our minds, Father God, be renewed, and let us not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind in the name of Jesus Christ. And we ask that all these and every blessing in Jesus' mighty name. The mind of Christ. Jesus tells us here in 1 Corinthians in the 2nd chapter that these things are that we have the mind of Christ. We don't, we can't instruct. Who has known the mind of the Lord, the 16th verse reads, that we may instruct him. We can't instruct God. He instructs us. So we want to have his mind and let his mind, the mind that which is in Christ Jesus, be in us. We want to always think on things that are lovely, that are just, that are pure, and that are of a good report. Jesus says in his word, as a man thinketh, so is he. So we want to focus and keep our thoughts on things that are lovely, that are just, that are pure, and that are of a good report. Amen. We want to think on those things, and we want to have that mindset. We want to think on spiritual things. 1 Corinthians 2 and 16, which we just read, for who have known the mind of the Lord that we may instruct him? So Jesus Christ has, he's created the heavens and the earth and the universe, and to God be the glory, and it is through Jesus Christ that we live and move and have our being. And we want to have his mind because he is God, and he's God all by himself. Romans 12 and 2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The world does not think like the saints think. The world, they think on things that are carnal, that are fleshly. They're not thinking on these spiritual things. They're thinking on, how am I going to get down? How am I going to party? What's going on in the world? Wanting to fit in into the world and thinking on those things that the world, Jesus says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that she may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect, the will of God. 1 Corinthians 2:14 through 16 reads, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. So things that are of the world are, we said, carnal. They are flesh. But you have to, those are not spiritually discerned. So we must have the Spirit of Christ. If we have the Spirit of Christ, then we can think on those things that are lovely and that are just and that are pure and of a good report, because we have the Holy Spirit dwelling with us, within us. Philippians 2 and 5 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So we know Jesus, he's a spirit. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Is a spirit, then we have to possess his spirit, which is the Holy Spirit. And we want to have the mind of Jesus Christ. And this is a spiritual, this is all we're talking about, a spiritual, this is a spiritual walk that we're talking, not a carnal walk. This is all in the supernatural. So this is nothing that can be obtained through the natural. 2 Timothy 1 and 7 reads, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Jesus wants us to have a sound mind. He wants us to think on those things that are lovely, just, pure. Think on those things. 1 Peter 1:13 says, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. The mind of Christ, the mind of Christ. So if Jesus tells us in his word that as a man thinketh, so is he. How do we think? We think by what we see, by what we hear, and by what we say. Amen? So we want to watch and guard our spirit. We want to watch and guard what we see, what we listen to, because those spirits, that'll vex our spirit and can be have a negative impact on our spirit and cause us to think negative. negative, think unholy, and think on those things that are not pure, that are not just. So we want to put on that new man. How do we put on that new man? By studying the Word of God, having communion with God, sweet fellowship, studying His Word, having prayer, calling on the name of Jesus, having a talk with Jesus. We know, we've heard that just a little talk with Jesus will make it right, amen? So when we're facing opposition, when we're facing trouble, when we're facing trying times, we want to let this mind be in us, which was also in Christ Jesus. So we always want to keep our mind stayed on Him, amen? Because Jesus just told us, He says he gives us, He wants us to have a sound mind, amen? And if we keep our mind stayed on Him, He'll keep us in perfect peace. The one thing I love about Jesus is that Jesus doesn't force Himself on us. He doesn't make us love Him. He says, whosoever will, let him come. And that's the one thing about having a relationship. It's mutual. You two come together and agree. The Bible says, how can two walk together unless they agree? So we must agree with the Spirit. Amen. We must have a mutual relationship with Jesus Christ. We must be in agreement to what His Spirit is saying into the church. We can't be in the Spirit until we have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And it's a understanding and that we understand what God requires of us. Jesus says in all of our getting, get an understanding. Amen. And the fear of the beginning of wisdom, he says, is to fear the Lord. So if we fear God, then we're going to seek Him. We're going to do what's pleasing and right, what He wants us to do to please Him and what's right and what's holy. So we're walking in unity with Jesus Christ. We're walking in a relationship, and it's a fellowship. It's a communion when we seek Him and pray to Him and cry out to Jesus. We're establishing that fellowship, and we can talk with Jesus, and He'll talk back to us through His Spirit. Jesus uses people. He uses people. Jesus is a spirit. So He says, beware of strangers, for some have entertained angels unaware. We never know who we're listening to. We never know who we're talking to. We have to, Jesus says, watch and pray, because Jesus has ministering angels. And people that you're speaking to on a daily basis or come in contact with may be just an angel that Jesus is using to get a message through to you. So these are just spiritually discerned. These are things that cannot be understood. This is foolishness to the world, because this is all spiritually discerned. So let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let's go to Philippians, the second chapter. Philippians in the second chapter. We're going to begin reading at the fifth verse. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. If we don't confess it now, if we don't accept Jesus now, if we don't bow now, we will bow later. Every knee is going to bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So he became obedient unto death. So why can't we be obedient unto death? Because Jesus tells us if you want to reign with him, you're going to have to suffer with him. You are going to have to lay aside the weight and the sin that so easily besets us and run this race with patience. Amen. We are in a race, and we have to press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. I've told people several times before that this is a high calling. This is not a low calling. This is not a medium calling. This is a high calling in Christ Jesus. And no cross, you've heard it, no crown. We want the glory, but we're going to have to be able to tell the story. Amen? No test, no testimony. And in this world, ye shall have trouble. But Jesus said, be of good courage. He says, for I have overcome the world. So we want to put on the mind of Christ. Think negative. We don't want to have any thinking. We don't want to think on things that we shouldn't be thinking about. We don't want to even entertain those things because they will vex your spirit. So let's put on the mind of Christ. Let's think on those things that are lovely, that are just, and that are pure, and that are of a good report. Amen? Amen. And praise God. I love the Lord, Jesus Christ, the same yes and forevermore. And he changes not. And he doesn't want us to change. He wants us to remain the same, just like he is God. And he will be God forevermore. But he even told us in that first chapter, and the First Corinthians in the second chapter, about how the wisdom of God, and it's a mystery. The wisdom, you know, this is a mystery. God has so much wisdom, even hidden wisdom. He says in 1 Corinthians, the second chapter in the 7th verse, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world and to our glory. So hidden wisdom, that's powerful. And who would have thought there's hidden wisdom? Hidden wisdom. So hidden wisdom is not naturally discerned. It is spiritually discerned. So we must have the spirit of Christ so that we can put on the mind of Christ. So we can walk in the spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen? Because Jesus, again, we say the Bible tells us God is a spirit. And 1 Corinthians 2 and 10 says, but God has revealed them unto us by his spirit. Everything he reveals is spiritual. For the spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. We hear people say, that's deep. Yeah, but guess what? These are deep things of God, to have that mind of Christ. We can't understand some things that God, how he created, formed the earth and the universe and the heavens. Coming to Cleveland, Ohio from Mississippi, riding on the cloud. It's just amazing how Jesus has the first heaven, second heaven, third heaven. It's all by his spirit. Amen? Not by power, hallelujah, not by might, but by his spirit. Hallelujah, saith the Lord. These are the deep things of God. We don't understand those things because we're not God, but we want to put on the mind of Christ and ask God to give us the mind of Christ to think holy thoughts. Amen. people that are in the world, they have suicidal thoughts. I haven't never heard of so many people nowadays wanting to commit suicide, wanting to give up because they have lost hope and their mind is not on Christ. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. No man, Jesus says, he said, he laid his life down. No man take his life. He laid his life down. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We don't want to have suicidal thoughts. We don't want to have thoughts of confusion, thoughts of ambiguity. Or Jesus says what? He says a man that's double-minded is unstable in all his ways. One minute you're hot and the next minute you're cold. One minute you're lukewarm and in the next minute you're hot. Jesus said, I would that you would be hot or cold. He said, but we can't be in between. We can't be lukewarm. So we got to put on the mind of Christ. We got to make up our mind. We got to decide whom we're going to serve. Whose side are you going to be on? The Lord's side, or are you going to be on the devil's side? We have to make up our mind. And I know oftentimes when I was growing up and my mother would say, make up your mind. What are you going to do? You have to make up your mind. We have to make our minds up that we want to live for Christ. We want to live for Jesus. For Jesus Christ is the soon and coming King. We're living in the last days. We're living in perilous times. We see all these things going on. There's so much going on in the world. Don't focus on those things. We need to watch, the Bible says, and pray. But don't focus. We also watch the news and know what's going on. But don't focus on the bad. The news does not broadcast the things that are good. They're not talking about the good in the world. We're hearing about murder and who shot John. Well, let's talk about Jesus. Is a king. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Let's talk about Jesus. Let's talk about good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let's focus on that. Amen. Don't focus on who's killing who and who's robbing who, because we want to have the mind of Christ, and this is something that God is desiring us to have, to think on those things that are lovely and just and that are pure and of a good report. Jesus wants us to always keep him first. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto us. But thinking on the wrong things, then we're going to have the wrong behavior. Because the Bible says, again, as a man thinketh, so is he. As a man thinketh, so is he. So if we say, woe is me, then woe is me. But if we are going through a hardship or whatever you may be going through in your life today, count it all joy. Count it all joy when men revile you and persecute you, for great is your reward in heaven. Count it all joy. Think on those things that are eternal. Hallelujah. That are eternal, everlasting. This life will soon be over. And we have to stand before the judgment seat of God. We have to give an account for all the deeds that we've done. So we want to keep our minds on Jesus. Keep our minds on Jesus. We want to keep our focus on the right thing. We want to read his word, and that's how we can keep our minds focused, by looking, reading his word and getting it in our spirit. Because if we read his word is going to be in us. He says, if ye abide in me and you abide in me and I will abide in you. He says, and you can ask whatever, he says, and it shall be given unto you. But he wants us to abide in him, and he will abide in us. Amen. Amen. So we want to continue to pray for everyone, but we want to even pray for those, and I just feel a special anointing to pray for those that are going through with dementia and Alzheimer's and the caregivers, because the caregivers have it hard. So we want to lift those caregivers up on today, and even those that may not be in the right mind. They don't have the mind of Christ right now. So we ask right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will look upon, Father, all of those that do not have the mind of Christ. Father, that their mind might be wavering and wandering to and fro, Father God, and there's no peace. We ask that peace be still in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we ask that you will do exceeding and abundantly above all. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, that they can think or act in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you will turn it around, fix it, Jesus, by your power. Hallelujah. By your might and by your spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. And we ask that you will bless the caregivers that take care of those that have Alzheimer's and dementia. Father God, those caregivers go through. We ask that you will give them a double portion of strength, a double anointing, and remove the burden and destroy the yoke of bondage in the mighty name of Jesus, and give them that mind to know that they can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthens them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for listening. Until we meet again, God bless. Without you,
You're my one desire.